There are 10 Senate bills and Assembly bills that are going to be voted on in the next few days that affect your freedoms, liberties, and rights here in California.
This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Andres Segovia Show. I'm your host, Andres Segovia. On today's episode of the program, I have Senate bills and Assembly bills to go over. For those of you that are longtime subscribers, you already know the drill, but I'm going to repeat it. This is my website, www.theandresegovia.com. This is where I put my episodes, including show notes. Some of these Assembly bills and Senate bills I already covered while I was on vacation from the show. Whenever I reference anything, especially legislation like this, I leave links in the show notes accompanying these episodes for you to read them directly yourself, so you don't have to take my word for it only. Since there are a lot of these bills, I want to dive right into it and just give you the abstract of what these are. So I'm going to start with the Senate bills. And the first one up is SB 866, which is in relation to minors and vaccine consent. SB 866 will lower the age of vaccine consent to 12 years of age without parental consent or knowledge. This was being presented before any so-called FDA approval of these vaccines for said age groups. Let us move on to Senate Bill 871 that is dealing with public health immunizations. SB 871 would add the COVID-19 injection to the list of immunizations for public and private schools, regardless of FDA approval, no personal belief exemptions, and very rare medical exemptions. This next one up is SB 920 with respects to medical Border California investigations and records requests. SB 920 authorizes the medical board to inspect a doctor's office and medical records without a patient's consent. Next up, Senate Bill 1184. This is with respects to Confidentiality of Medical Information Act, School Link Services Coordinators. SB 1184 authorizes school health personnel to disclose child's medical info without parents' consent to a third party. This is SB 1390, titled Social Media Platforms Amplification of Harmful Content. SB 1390 prohibits any person or entity from making statements government deems untrue or misleading by any means, including on internet and advertising. Moving on to SB 1464, Law Enforcement Public Health Orders. SB 1464 requires law enforcement to enforce public health guidelines or lose their funding. This is AB 1797, Immunization Registry. AB 1797 creates an immunization tracking system, giving all government agencies access to vax records of all persons. This last bill is AB 2098, with respects to physicians and surgeons' unprofessional conduct. This is to say, AB 2098 would classify anti-COVID medical opinion as unprofessional conduct subject to discipline by the medical board. And that is the list of all of these bills that are proposed and will be voted upon in the next few days. Folks, this is no laughing matter. There's a lot of stuff happening in the world today that is meant to distract you from what's happening in your own backyard. Every time an election comes around, whether it's the presidential election or the midterm elections, you are already wired to think about Washington, D.C. So if it's presidential, you'll be including the president that you're voting upon and also the Congress people and your senators. But when it comes to what's actually happening here on the ground, it's like you feel like you need to fill out the rest of the Scantron or however you're voting, because there's like just so many other things that I need my input on. And most people will answer, not knowing whether they just signed away their firstborn or their own rights and to enter some kind of indentured servitude, or they're actually voting in accident, something that benefits them. This is what happens when we don't pay attention to what's happening in local. We have a super leftist majority that runs this state. You missed out on the moment when the super leftist majority in this state voted against suspending the gas tax in light of these the most expensive gas prices we've seen in recent history. And instead, you have Gavin Newsom going before the people saying, we're going to send you a $400 rebate or credit for gas or whatever, and mass transit will be free. Yeah, that solves the problem. Why can't you suspend taxes? You can suspend our work for medical emergencies. You can stop us from supposedly paying our rent and paying our mortgage. But God forbid you stop charging taxes, huh? How does that work? It doesn't. None of this makes any sense. And yes, inflation hurts. Just get ready, because if we're not in the recession yet, we are almost in it. And God forbid we have a depression because of what is happening. So folks, a lot is going on. Reach out to your local assembly member. Reach out to your local state senator. Let them know how you want them to vote on these. Everything you just heard, no, 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 infinity times no. That's it for this episode of the Andres Segovia Show. Depending on where you're listening to, this episode might be censored. Or you know what? I'm assuming it's already censored in the major platforms. That's why I'm across many other platforms. And I encourage you to follow me across the socials. Subscribe to me, not just on YouTube, but other places like Odyssey, Rumble, YouMaker, Gab TV. Because you never know, this information needs to get out there and you're not getting it. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of the program. And I'll see you on the next one.